So today we're going to talk about Husky, and you heard a little bit about it this morning with a lot of other topics. The reason I wanted to focus on it, even though you've read about it, it's made a lot of press, is that there's a lot of confusion about what's going on. And you can even hear the confusion in the oral argument from the Supreme Court. And I don't know, I wish I had a crystal ball, I don't know how it's going to play out back in the Fifth Circuit, but at least I want to raise the issues in some fine distinctions, because as people start to apply it, I think it could be pretty easy to get tripped up on it. Okay? So I want to start talking about it and the cause of action that was involved, the section of the bankruptcy code that was involved, and where we go from here. Okay, so first of all, I want to give a shout out to my colleague, James Henderson, who figured out how to get the pictures on here. I hope he didn't violate any copyright laws. My colleague who is my assistant, research assistant at Tech. Okay, so we have a situation. Ritz is an individual who's in an individual Chapter 7 case. Okay, that's the first thing we got to know. And Ritz controls a company called Chrysalis. The statute involved is the one that deals with dischargeability. Remember, you've got discharge issues in Chapter 7, and you've got dischargeability issues in 523. And 523 has a couple of sections that have been construed over the years a lot.